Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
You are listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show.
In a world where freedom is threatened, where individual rights are eroding, one man stands poised to counteract the rise of tyranny by rekindling the sacred fire of liberty. That man is Jonathan E. Ward.
Liberty was the patriotic purpose of our written Constitution.
Government is not the solution to our problem. Government is the problem.
The ultimate solution is not in the hands of the government.
Give me liberty or give me death.
Ladies and gentlemen, here he is, the FDA Dragon Slayer.
Hey, no matter what happens tonight on the debate stage or what's already happened in the pre-debate debate, we're here to rekindle that sacred fire of liberty with Jonathan E. Mord, and Norm Singleton will join us from the Campaign for Liberty in a little while. Jonathan, did you take the time? Did you see the pre-debate debate?
Well, I did. I saw the pre-debate, and I have my own opinions about those who spoke. I think I was unimpressed by most everyone except for Bobby Jindal, who impressed me greatly, and Carly Fiorina, who impressed me. And
these are, by the way, like the 1% right now. They're polling very low, but they decided to do a second-tier debate. Maybe if they get a good debate showing, they could rise up and be in the main debate next time, perhaps. But Bobby Jindal, he's a Louisiana governor, right?
Well, he is a Louisiana governor, and he's done extraordinary things in Louisiana. He has reduced the size and scope of the Louisiana government, state government, and he's expanded school choice in that state. He has properly worked against Planned Parenthood in light of the horrific revelations that have come of late, and many other things. But the thing about him is he is a person of great sincerity, deep conviction, tremendous understanding of the origins, constitutional origins of this country and of the principles that animate the Constitution, and a great defender of liberty. So he would be, as he explained, strong in the use of American power to crush ISIS and to eliminate the awful deal with Iran and to build America's reputation around the world as a bastion of liberty and as a defense of the principles that underlie our Constitution. And he would, at home, reduce the size and scope of the government, cut taxes, dramatically reduce the scope of government regulation. And he spoke to these points eloquently and with conviction. I thought he was very impressive.
What about the Carly Fiorina? She's a big-time businesswoman. I've seen her on the network's TV news show. She seems very intelligent, although they try to say she didn't do well when she was the CEO or the stock went down or went up. I don't know. They don't like conservative women, I guess, at certain levels. But in this case, do you feel like she has a constitutional perspective that is worth considering?
I think she does. She was quite articulate, very intelligent. She made clear that she opposed the Iran deal, would eliminate it. She made clear that she favored reduction in regulation to liberate the marketplace so there could be growth, reduction in taxation. I think she made clear her conservative credentials, and I believe that she would be a good president. I think that likewise on the debate stage, you know, Bobby Jindal would be a great president. And it was a bit of a surprise to me, but former Virginia Governor Jim Gilmore seemed to me to be intelligent and able, although I must say I think he's not a revolutionary, and we need a revolution in this country to restore the republic. But nonetheless, he was impressive as well. I wouldn't, of the three, I thought the most impressive were clearly Jindal and Fiorina. And the rest paled by comparison quite a bit.
Well, you talk about a revolution, and of course, we've discussed the perspectives and the bases on that. And I look at, you know, the Republican Party as a party. It's devolved into a party of big government in its own right, not much different than, maybe different slants in certain angles than the Democrat big party socialist government that they are. And, I'm looking on the debate stage and saying, who actually not only acknowledges that, but maybe has a track record, a voting record, something that says they've actually done the things that we know politicians always claim they want to do. Like we've seen in the last election, Republicans got back in. They have, I think they took control of the Senate a little bit as well, and yet they couldn't even defund Planned Parenthood after all the scandals associated with that organization. And they're not even intending, apparently, to try to reverse Obamacare from existing.
Well, that's right, and I think the insincerity of these people who, on the one hand, promise and pledge that they will do the things that we want them to do to get rid of Obamacare, to reduce the size and scope of the government, then they become turncoats when in office and favor the status quo or support the administration's in shockingly apparent ways. They're the old guard, and they've got to go. We really need dramatic and immediate action to save this country, both at home and abroad. And some of these people show a willingness to do that and seem to be moving forward based on those strong convictions to get action taken rapidly and undo those things. And I think Fiorina is in that category. I hope I'm pronouncing your last name
correctly. Yeah, I think you did it right. Fiorina, yeah.
And then also Jindal, without question. Jindal is one who really impresses me because for some time now, as governor of Louisiana, he has been a stalwart on these constitutional principles and has been a mover against the government. For example, fighting the Justice Department to expand school choice in his state. Doing his best to reduce the size and scope of the government, succeeding in doing it despite opposition, and reducing the budget of that state. Those are things that are strong characteristics, but most important of all, I think his sincerity and his commitment mm-hmm. to these principles comes through, and you know that this person, based on his history and based on how he's articulating himself and what he stands for and the depth of his conviction and the depth of his understanding, he really does shine quite a bit as a candidate in my eyes.
Right.
Now,
right.
Fiorina does as well. She didn't communicate as much information as did Jindal in the short period of time that she spoke. But I get that impression from her mm-hmm. that she is a driven, intelligent, and committed conservative who would work diligently to reduce burdens on industry and also to strengthen the United States' image in the world, and would also engage in none of this nonsense of hugging, kissing, and smothering with affection those who wish to kill us.
Right.
So she's going to do the opposite, and that's exactly what needs to be done. The other folks on the stage, frankly, did not impress me very much, and that's because of strong suspicions that they lack the conviction and integrity
sure.
Based on their history.
Politics of convenience. They're just going to say stuff. Yeah.
Sure.
Now, Jonathan, let me ask you this as well. I want to talk about maybe Donald Trump a little bit. It's interesting. You got Fiorina is also a businesswoman, right? And Trump, a business yeah. guy. They're not coming in it from political savvy. They're just saying, in many ways, what they find to be true, which is refreshing for a lot of people. And I think that's what's exciting the electorate. But when we come back to the Republican establishment unable to, just simply pull federal funding of Planned Parenthood, we come to the perspective, remember we talked about 10th Amendment, states' rights, things like that. Three states now have defunded it on the state level, at least. And that
right.
includes
Louisiana being one.
Louisiana is one of them. That's interesting because Governor Jindal, but also Alabama has just been added to the list along with New Hampshire. So if they don't do it at the federal level, the states are going, you guys can't get it done up there. We're going to do our thing. And I think, again, that's a good trend ultimately because I don't think a knight in shining armor on a white horse is going to save us necessarily, even if we get a good president in. There's so much disaster. There was probably no discussion of the Federal Reserve at the first debate at all, was there?
Right, none. And let me just say this, just quickly summarizing what I look for, what I'm looking for, so that people understand why I'm evaluating the people that I am. On the domestic side, I want to see a significant reduction in corporate taxes. I want them halved. I want to see individual income tax largely eliminated, if not completely eliminated. I want to see Social Security reform, Medicare reform, so that we privatize these systems as much as possible through systems of tax reductions for individual largesse to cover the needs of people who are indigent. I want to see a dramatic reduction in regulation to liberate the marketplace. I want to see the government get out of all aspects of involvement that are not specifically enumerated in the Constitution as a delegated power for the federal government, which would, of course, include Planned Parenthood.
Yeah.
And on the international level, I want to see the United States commit to use whatever force is necessary to eradicate ISIS and to eliminate this deal with the Iranians and to put them on notice that they're enemies and to treat them as enemies and to back Israel. And I think if I saw those things from a candidate, there are other issues as well, but those are some of the significant ones, I'm all ears. But I really don't want to see politics as usual in Washington. I don't want to see someone who makes false promises, who doesn't have the depth of conviction and character necessary to carry this through. And so, you know, that's what I'm all about. These are only the first set of candidates, first debate. We're having another debate tonight at 9.
Yeah, there's going to be obviously a lot of shakeout in the coming weeks and months. We're still very early, but I find it intriguing. I like having lots of candidates. I don't, you know, some people complain too many.
No,
I want the plethora of ideas to kind of shake out in the marketplace, so to speak. And very often,
And healthy.
Yeah, the gatekeepers in the networks oftentimes try to limit it, and I don't like that. I would love to see the Libertarian Party, the Constitutional Party, all of them, you know, having and engaging in an intellectual debate on this stuff, and they try to, you know, make that not possible because of the monopoly Republicans and Democrats have shared, and we see the disaster that has occurred, you know, with notwithstanding a few exceptions to the rule occasionally where we have a good candidate. But again, that's what we're looking at. We're going to take a break in just a moment here. I want to talk maybe a little bit more when Norm Singleton joins us as well about the next debate as well. There's also some big pharma influence in the Trans-Pacific Partnership Treaty that's interesting, intriguing. I think you know about that, Jonathan. We want to bring that up as well. Big Pharma's got its tentacles seemingly everywhere. And, we got to do our diligence there. If we want to talk a little bit more about the Federal Reserve and the ability or inability to pay for the things we think are appropriate, much less not pay for those that we are not thinking are appropriate, that's fair game, too. Lots to talk about here on the Sacred Fire of Liberty with Jonathan Emord. We'll be back after this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer, Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY or order from carnivora.com. That's carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Would you like to use your IRA funds to buy precious metals and hold them at home? Are you wary of the stock market, paper gold, or faraway depositories? With a checkbook IRA, you may legally take custody of IRA-owned gold and silver. Visit checkbookira.com and learn how IRA owners in all 50 states have already taken control. Checkbookira.com. Checkbookira.com.
Everyone says or does something silly once in a while. But once that embarrassing thing is on the internet, it can spread like a terrible rash. Put it to rest. Get a free expert analysis today from Reputation.com. It only takes 30 seconds. 800-831-0771. We protect your online image by helping to make sure that when people search for you or your business, they find the most current, accurate information possible. Reputation.com. Because word travels fast. Call for a free analysis today. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Everyone says or does something silly once in a while. Even very smart, very accomplished people. It's part of being human. A quote taken out of context, a legal problem, an unfortunate photograph. Once that embarrassing thing is on the internet, it can spread like a terrible rash. Because people love to dig up dirt, even when it's not real dirt. Put it to rest. Call for a free expert analysis today from Reputation.com. It only takes 30 seconds. 800-831-0771. Businesses, public figures, and professionals turn to Reputation.com for good reason. We protect your online image by helping make sure that when people search for you or your business, they find the most current, accurate information possible. Reputation.com. Because word travels fast. Learn more about what the experts at Reputation.com can do for you. Call for a free analysis today. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
We are a survival company. We manufacture our own line of Level 3 and Level 3A body armor. We proudly make our armor 100% in America. We have the best prices in the nation, about $125 cheaper than our nearest competitor. All lab certified, for thou art my rock and my fortress, Psalm 31:3. We are Fortress Survival LLC. .com.
Rocking the health world through the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
All right, a little later, I've got some more updates on Congressman Posey reading the CDC whistleblower statements into congressional record. This is making a big headache for the CDC and the Congress critters that don't want to acknowledge there are dangers associated with vaccines, and they don't always work. We'll get to that and more. Jonathan Emord is here, Sacred Fire of Liberty, EMORD.com. Also joined now by our good friend from the Campaign for Liberty, Norm Singleton. Norm, how are you?
I'm doing all right. I'm just eagerly looking forward to tonight's big
tonight's
show.
Debate, right?
I'm sure you are too. Yes. Just watch the first debate.
Yeah, well, Jonathan commented on it to great extent, and I want to look forward to the next one as well. One of the things I wanted to bring up for Jonathan, he sent me a message about this. Dr. Charles Simone, interesting, and we have it linked up in the show notes tonight, so you can check it out if you go to robertscottbell.com. It's talking about the Trans-Pacific Partnership, suspicions about the relationship to the 21st Century Cures Act, which I talked about in increasing funding to the NIH, but of course all of that funding goes into the medical monopoly, whether it be big pharma, biotech, etc. But Dr. Simone is positing that there may be some complications in terms of health freedom here in America, whether it be access to medical devices or otherwise. This is not leading to a bigger and better free market. In fact, it's clamping down and giving more gifts to global corporations who have no allegiance to any nation or state.
Absolutely. And, you know, one of the things Simone mentions in there is about agreements on international patent that will provide for greater restrictions on accessibility to drugs and increased costs of those drugs. He shows, gives one instance of drug costs going up some 1,000 times as a result of anticipated agreements. Now, no one knows what these agreements entail because they've been kept secret, kept away from the public. But bits and dribs and drabs apparently are leaking out, and Simone is privy apparently to some of the information about what's going on the drug side. And it is very much as you have predicted, Robert. It's a bit of a cabal with corporations engaged in a bit of a feeding frenzy with the government agents creating protectionist barriers under the guise of advancing economic interests and free enterprise. It's quite the opposite. So if he's right on that, it would spell big problems for people getting access to certain drugs and devices, as well as the affordability of those drugs and devices that are on the market. So it's not that does not look good at all.
Yeah, well, it's more evidence. Again, we were warned against the large centralized bureaucracy. Who would have thought we'd have to be warned against the large global corporatocracy through treaty that would supersede our own constitution? And yet, you know, members of both parties here are guilty of continuing this trend toward, if it's not outright global governance, it's certainly a growth of a bureaucratic oligarchy that no American elected.
Right. Well, you know, Robert, we now that we have Norm with us, we ought to catch Norm's perspective on the first debate, the preliminary debate.
Yeah. To be honest with you, it was nothing too surprising. Lots of talk about Hillary Clinton from the candidates. No one really stood out except, I think, Carla Fiorina, who isn't someone I'm necessarily, as a candidate, supportive of. In fact, she has some positions you know, on foreign policy, like most of the candidates, that I find a little bit troublesome. But she is a very good speaker, and she, at one point, she spoke about the Planned Parenthood debate and abortion, and she tied that into the idea that there's something that true conservatism at the heart is standing for the dignity of the individual, and that is why we support life and liberty, and that is why true conservatives do not believe that a compassionate society is built around the idea of a welfare state that takes from the taxpayer and promotes government dependence.
Nice.
She is someone who I think that I don't think that she is going to be a contender this year, but I think that if I was advising the next Republican president, putting together a shortlist for, say, a good Commerce Secretary or a good role, and maybe even VP,
yeah,
I would definitely be talking.
Very intelligent, very well spoken, that Fiorina. We'll talk more about that, and of course, the other candidates yet to take the stage: Rand Paul, Donald Trump, Ted Cruz, and others. Right here on the Robert Scott Bell Show, Sacred Fire of Liberty, Norm Singleton and Jonathan Emord.
Great heavens! What kind of radio show is this?
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
If you've learned, as I have, that molecular hydrogen is a difference maker in your health on so many ways and so many levels, you'll want the Echo Water in your home too. And of course, there are a lot of units out there, but nothing produces the molecular hydrogen like Echo Water, Paul Bertero.
That's right. We produce high concentration
of molecular hydrogen because the electrodes in our machine are patented and proprietary in design. Because there's more efficiency, we produce more. But then also, there's no maintenance requirement because we're swapping the cathode and the anode on every use. And when we do that, it's impossible for any minerals to build up on our plates.
Folks, if you have one of these ionizers and you're not cleaning the electrodes every 2 weeks, you're not producing the hydrogen necessary to gain the benefit out of it. Echo Water, that's the one you want. Robertswater.com. Download the free ebook. They're at 800-337-7017, 800-337-7017. Forever warranty.
Parts, labor, and shipping. Only one in the industry.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2233 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
Are you enjoying the Robert Scott Bell Show? Would you like to meet more people like yourself? Look no further. The Robert Scott Bell Show has just the thing. Go to gcnlive.com/RSB. There you will enjoy a special forum for you to communicate with others who also like the show. Tell us your opinion on what you hear on the Robert Scott Bell Show today. Visit us at gcnlive.com/RSB. That's gcnlive.com/RSB.
In the U.S. alone, a home invasion occurs every 13 seconds. On top of that, the average response time for 911 is over 15 minutes. That just won't cut it. Don't allow yourself or the important people in your life to be victims. When seconds matter, don't be caught stumbling for your firearm. Get the protection you deserve. Get yourself a hidden holster from HiddenHolster.com. It's the original hidden holster. The hidden holster is quick, easy, and convenient. It's versatile enough for the home, workplace, or virtually anywhere else you might need it. Have peace of mind with your firearm close by at all times. Go to HiddenHolster.com. That's HiddenHolster.com. If you own a firearm, you need a hidden holster. Your protection matters, and self-defense is the best defense. Go to HiddenHolster.com. That's HiddenHolster.com. The original hidden holster.
bureaucrats, and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom. Here's Roberts.
That's it. Political theater. There are real realities that some of these folks are going to tap into tonight at the second debate, which is supposedly the main one, but it's very early. There's going to be ups and downs for all of these candidates between now and then. And we have, of course, Jonathan E. Mord here, Sacred Fire of Liberty, and Norm Singleton from the Campaign for Liberty, and talking a little bit about where this thing is going. Now, I'm looking for the guy or gal who gets up there and talks individual liberty, you know, or a reference point coming back to the reality that government was there to protect individuals from being, let's say, violated by the very government that these people are going to run, or one of them, if they get in as CEO, if you will, president. And, you know, we've heard some good talk in the first debate, some reference points from Jonathan and Norm. The next one, who will be the candidate? Trump has got a lot of bluster right now. I think people are just ticked off and are happy to hear somebody coming in to shake it up, whether they know his real stances on things and policies or not. They're enjoying him taking on the media, too. But the question is, where's the substance? I don't know. I'm not sure either. But I sure like talking to these guys about it. Jonathan, Norm, thank you so much for both being here.
Well, it's good to be here. And they'll have about 10 minutes to 12 minutes person.
Mm-hmm.
To speak tonight. And that's not much time to hear what someone believes on all of these issues. But it might just be enough for us to see who we don't want. In other words, I think the public, particularly the Republicans, are going to look at those candidates on the stage tonight and say, do I feel comfortable with this person? Is this the kind of person that I think I can trust to actually do something to reduce the size and scope of the government, to restore the image of this country as a bastion of liberty around the world, and to eliminate those who wish to kill us before they get a chance at that? And I think people are going to be asking those questions, and to the extent that someone breaks through and hits home those things with sincerity and conviction, I think they're going to score big. The problem with Donald Trump is that he's been all over the place, on the left, on the right.
Mm-hmm.
He's funded things on the left. He's a person who has no apparent depth of understanding of American constitutional history, of the underlying principles of the Constitution, of the origins of liberty in the world, of international politics, of the intricacies of the federal-state relationship, of the bureaucratic mess that we have in Washington, the bureaucracy. He doesn't seem to have any depth of understanding. He has a lot of bravado, and he's been able to capture the anger that people feel against the government. He's been able to be a lightning rod against the government, against the media, against Republican politicians. What he's seized, and this is largely a way that I'm sure he had no idea would happen, is the disaffection, the anger and disaffection that people are experiencing,
right,
because government isn't working, and because the economy is in the doldrums, and because the United States is losing its position in the world and we're in a state of decline. And people are angry about that because it's not of their doing.
Yeah.
And it's the doing of an administration and of a Congress that is allowing it to happen, is encouraging it to happen, is condoning the acts that are doing it. And people are fed up.
Jonathan, I think that's the thing. You see sincerity in his being ticked off, and a lot of people are, and they go, I feel like he does, right?
Right.
And so it isn't a depth of understanding that he's got, but he's certainly got a populist message that is resonating right now.
But if he doesn't translate this popularity into specific, well-thought-out, detailed plans for resurrecting this nation and building the free market and reducing the size and scope of the government, he's not going to capture the Republican nomination. He's going to be a footnote instead of a major exclamation point in this whole thing. He has the benefit of name recognition and a cadre of folks now who think he's the person who's articulating their sentiments.
Mm-hmm.
But then the next question those very same people are going to ask and are asking is, what specifically are you going to do, and why? Why do you choose that course? And I'm afraid he does not have the depth necessary to give cogent, persuasive, powerful responses to detailed questions. We'll see tonight what kind of person he is. Sure. Another thing that we've sort of found out about Donald Trump is that all that bravado seems easily to come from him when he's on stage or when he's out there. But when it comes to this debate, he's become rather coy, and he appears to be intimidated by virtue of the fact that he's coming to the recognition that there are several people on that stage with a lot more depth of understanding of the world and of the United States and of the economy than he can acquire in the course of 30 days in preparation for a debate. So he's outgunned and outmatched in intellectual caliber. That's a big problem.
Well, yeah,
and
I
think it's
going
to show.
Yeah, it will.
I would be surprised if it doesn't show in this very debate. I would be surprised, and I'll make a prediction here, and we'll see how flat wrong I am. I would be surprised that if within 2 months of tonight's debate, he has the same percentage of the popular Republican popularity that he has today. I would suspect that it's going to drop by at least 10 points, if not more, in the next 30 to 60 days.
Go ahead, Norm.
I think the interesting question is going to be, just like with Ross Perot, and it also could play in a future debate with Carly Fiorina, although her background is a bit different than Perot's and Trump's in terms of time spent as the boss, is the fact that Trump is a businessman. He's used to being the boss. He's used to telling people you're fired and they leave the room. And he's kind of built his brand on that sort of, you know, festy, tell it like it is, I don't care, businessman. Is when other candidates start to question him on his specific proposals, or when the Fox News hosts start to question him, is he going to lose his temper? Is he going to say something that will cause him to just confirm that he's as big a jerk as a lot of people think he is? And is that going to cause him to fall? In terms of the question of someone standing for individual liberty, understanding we need less government in this country, from what few specifics Trump has given us, I don't think he's that guy. He seems to be very jingoistic, nationalistic, very protectionist in his economic policy.
I'm sure he's also, Norm, benefited by the corporatism on some level. If we were to investigate the kind of money he's made, I'm sure there's been some benefit given to him by government.
There is a story that ran on National Review Online last week called Donald Trump and the Politics of Eminent Domain. And several years ago, I have a good friend who is a senior attorney at the Institute for Justice, and he actually does a lot of their, or did a lot of their eminent domain work. And he told me that several years ago that one of their big cases was in Atlantic City, and Donald Trump was actually the corporate interest that was going to benefit from taking property from a working class in a working class neighborhood, because Trump was going to use that property to build a casino, and he was just waiting for the government of New Jersey, or maybe it was a city in New Jersey, to hand these people's property over to him. So he's not a libertarian.
The art of the steal, in fact, and not the deal. The art of the steal with eminent domain. The one thing, Norma and Jonathan, that I do like about what he could inject in the debate is the controversy over the vaccine issue. His right hand, if you will, is a mom who has a son who was injured by vaccines. That's why he's been very outspoken in saying, hey, there's a problem here, and he's not a guy that backs down on that issue. Whereas the neurosurgeon you mentioned earlier, Carson, has said, I don't think it's a right of the people to not be vaccinated. You know, so that he's not an individual liberty guy either. So there are ups and downs on each candidate, and I find that the debate scenario is good because we can hear things that we might not ordinarily hear in the early stages as it whittles down to the candidates we hope have an absolute principled stand on individual liberty and limited government.
I think there's a lot to be learned from why Trump has been catapulted into the limelight. Mm-hmm. And that is a lesson that the other candidates need to learn. And I think foremost among the lessons to be learned from the Trump experience is that the Washington outsider, the party that the person that is willing to speak directly to the problems and let the chips fall where they may with the opposition and not placate or attempt to assuage the feelings of those who are hurt on the other side, but who is interested instead in getting something done and in being direct and clear in their message is likely to be favored by the electorate. I think what people want is a strong leader who will do the things necessary, make the hard choices that will cut the government, re-inspire growth in the private sector, reduce taxation, and restore America's image in the world as a bastion in defense of individual liberty. If we don't see that in a person, I think they won't capture Trump's audience.
And I think that the ones poised to do this are Rand, Senator Paul, Senator Cruz, maybe Ben Carson, although I think that he has a experience problem in that he seems like a very fine and decent man, and he certainly has a distinguished career as a neurosurgeon. The fact that he has these awful quotes about you don't have a right to turn down a vaccine and his past statements on gun control, to me make it I couldn't see myself.
He's not coming at this from
a principled stance.
Stance. He's not steeped in the doctrine of individual liberty.
He doesn't like one government program, which of course nobody likes, and I think everybody on stage. I'm surprised we didn't hear much about Obamacare in the first debate today. And
let's see what happens.
We'll hear a lot about it tonight, but other than that, Ben Carson doesn't have a philosophical grounding. But the fact that he's running as this outsider, coming out of the operating room to...
Yeah, he's got some folks excited. We got to take a break, guys. Stand by, Norm, stand by. We're going to be back, Sacred Fire of Liberty and Jonathan Emord after this.
Can you repeat the part of the stuff where you said all about the things?
It's the Robert Scott Bell Show. Robert will be right back.
Hello, this is Jonathan Wagner. We have an internet website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, that carries many of the products discussed on Robert's show, including 100% whole food chromium and selenium, silica, as well as sovereign silver and Nordic naturals. Choosetobehealthy.com features the Rolls Royce of probiotics. It's Dr. O'Hara's probiotics. Dr. O'Hara, a world-renowned microbiologist, formulated a unique probiotic that blends ancient Japanese fermentation methods with 21st century technology. No refrigeration is needed. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics contains the strongest lactic acid bacteria known to man based on scientific laboratory research. 6.25 times stronger. Quite simply, it works and works very well. So go to our website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, or call us toll-free, 866-424-1077. That's 866-424-1077. We're here to help.
Did you know that I have not been to the doctor to treat an illness in over a decade? Do you want to know the secret to unlocking your immune system to help your body fight off disease naturally? Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, and after writing several books and spending thousands of hours researching natural alternatives, I'd like to share with you my secret to optimal health. It's my immune system. It's what keeps me healthy while naturally preventing sicknesses. So, how do I keep myself and family from getting sick? It's from the premium supplements I get from Betterway Health, like barley and flax oil, green tea extract, and Transfer Point's Beta 1 3D Glucan. Betterway Health only carries the highest quality supplements on the market. They're the nation's number one retailer of Transfer Point Beta Glucan, which is an immune system supplement that outperforms top competitors 16-1. I've teamed up with Betterway Health to save big on these all-natural supplements. All you need to do is go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive Ty Bollinger discount today. Again, that's betterwayhealth.com/radio.
sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the Sacro Wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the Sacro Wedgie.
Affordable health insurance was the promise of Obamacare, but for many, the government mandate caused more problems than it solved. And I want to tell you about a truly affordable alternative, Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare bypasses doctor and hospital panels, giving you the freedom to choose. 100% coverage up to $1 million per year per occurrence, which includes dental, vision, pharmacy, and holistic care. Call 1-800-714-6993. 1-800-714-6993. 1-800-714-6993 today.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, two of our top priorities are providing quality food at a reasonable price and protecting your security. When you call 800-700-2184, we will never record your phone call and never ask for your personal information, like how much food you have stored or where you keep it. We'll also never store your credit card information and email address on a computer. Your email address will never be shared or sold. We'll never limit the number of boxes you can purchase. We'll never use outside packers or use relabeled food from another company. Our meals are naturally high in fiber, carbs, and protein, and everything is packed with oxygen absorbers and Mylar pouches under our direct supervision at our plant in Oregon. Oregon Trail Foods and 30dayfoodsupply.com keep prices low by buying directly from their producers in Oregon and then passing the savings on to you. Call 800-700-2184 and purchase our 30-day 90-serving emergency food supply for only $99, and $10 ships your entire order to the lower 48. Visit our website, 30dayfoodsupply.com, or call 800-700-2184. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com at 800-700-2184.
In recent years, we have witnessed the most catastrophic disasters in history. Earthquakes, hurricanes, tornadoes, typhoons, and more. Legacy Premium Food Storage will prepare you. Our great-tasting non-GMO quality food products have a 25-year shelf life, are the most affordable on the market, and are American-made. They're perfect for hiking, camping, and road trips, too. Be prepared with the best. Go to SurvivalFoodAlliance.com. That's SurvivalFoodAlliance.com.
Rocking the health world to the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Links are up in the show notes at robertscottbell.com. Links out to Campaign for Liberty as well as emord.com. And archives available through Genesis, our syndicator, GCN, GCNlive.com, and naturalnewsradio.com. They'll hear us across the pond tomorrow on UK Health Radio. And I'm sure they're amused by our elections as we were about theirs. But we're talking about it now. The Republican debates, it's going to start right after the live broadcast here at 9 Eastern. And we really haven't talked about Rand Paul or Ted Cruz as also potential standouts tonight. Or will they, because they seem to be on some level outsiders from the political establishment, will Fox News try to limit their engagement and discussion? This is what we saw with Ron Paul when he was going through the debates.
Well, I think it's different with Fox. I really do. And I do think that even though they're limited to some 10 or 12 minutes, I was impressed by the moderators from Fox today in the first debate, and I have a great deal of respect for those same moderators who they've chosen for tonight. So I think, uncharacteristically, unlike Candy Crowley, for example,
right,
I think we're going to see a fair opportunity. Now, whether or not... It's inherently unfair when you only have 10 to 12 minutes to articulate your position on every issue conceivable. And so that's a huge disadvantage. But I would suspect, this is a guess, but I would suspect that after tonight's debate, there will be some who will shine from among the pack, and those who will shine, I suspect, are likely to be Rand Paul, Ted Cruz, Scott Walker. And I would also suspect that the opportunity for Bush to implode is pretty high. I think the probability of that happening is pretty good tonight.
Not a fan of the shrubbery. Norm, do you have any insight on how Rand Paul is preparing for tonight?
I do not. I had heard, though, that he has assigned someone to play Trump in his debate prep. So apparently he is. He may be planning to cause some fireworks by taking on the Donald directly. I would suspect that Ted Cruz will also maybe challenge the Donald. Keep in mind that Senator Paul and Senator Cruz both came to prominence through challenging the establishment, beating Republican establishment candidates in very brutal primaries that both were considered the underdogs, both mobilized the Tea Party and the Liberty Movement to win. Mm-hmm. And both also captured the imagination of the movement beyond their initial base through challenging the establishment with filibusters. Senator Cruz with Obamacare, Senator Paul first with drones, and then this spring with the NSA issue. And both are, and then Senator Cruz and Senator Paul, again, just 2 weeks ago, Senator Cruz with his blistering attack on Majority Leader McConnell, and Senator Paul with his efforts to force a vote on Planned Parenthood defunding. So I think that you have two guys here who stand to one of them, I think, and then maybe also throw Governor Walker into that, could be the serious populist candidate who could inherit the Trump anti-establishment energy and actually put it, though, into a true limited government movement. I think most people who know me and know my background and know my political views are not surprised, know which one of the two I favor, but it doesn't mean that I'm not a big, big admirer of both of them.
And, yeah, I think in the end, really, it gets back to the perception that will arise from this media appearance as to whether an individual is strong in his convictions, fearless about the opposition, and sincere to the core. And if people perceive that of any one of these folks, that person is going to benefit. And I think Donald Trump is by and large a blowhard, to be frank, I think he's going to ultimately lose out because it's just the substance is not there.
Yeah. Well, I appreciate your insight. As always, Jonathan Emord, the FDA Dragon Slayer, emord.com. Norm Singleton from the Campaign for Liberty. We have it linked up as well. And, guys, we'll continue to follow this through the coming weeks and always appreciate getting together with you to rekindle that sacred fire of liberty.
All right. Thank you.
Thanks, Norm.
Take care.
Thanks, Jonathan. You guys, the power to heal, even politically, is yours. But look for authenticity tonight and beyond. Back after the news.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Awesome Health can no longer be attained from food alone. Since the advent of chemical agriculture in 1945, U.S. soils have become progressively more demineralized and infertile. Human health has correspondingly declined. To reverse this trend and to even have a chance of feeling great requires sophisticated supplementation to make up for what is not in our foods. When our bodies are mineral deficient, they require more protein. We suggest you begin with One World Whey. One World Whey is a new and improved protein power food. Our technological enhancement yields us a whey protein that produces phenomenal results. All case histories indicate that your body functions in a more youthful manner. One World Whey not only supports detoxification, building of lean muscle, and immunity, it strongly supports your energy and sense of well-being. One World Whey tastes delicious and comes in single servings. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's One World, W-H-E-Y.com.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.